Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship at the Table. My name is Kara Tupi, and I serve as the lay leader on our administrative board here at the table. I'm also one of five candidates on the path toward ordination. I just think that's worth naming, that there are five of us here at the table doing this. I'm an early riser, and so this morning I sat out on my front porch for a few minutes to listen to the rain just pattering on the metal roof of my porch with, I guess, hopes of getting kind of back into my body after a pretty chaotic week, both in my own self but in the world too. So I just invite us, we get a moment here maybe for that. Thank you. I invite us, whether you're online or here in the sanctuary, just to take a moment to get into our bodies as we talk about, we are beginning a new worship series this morning called The Body Keeps the Score, The Body Rises, a trauma-informed journey into resurrection hope at the table. While traditional images of resurrection focus on the afterlife, this three-week worship series invites us to explore how trauma-informed understandings of resurrection help us to discover ways to live with our wounds in a wounded world. We are thrilled to have the Reverend Rula Alashkar to share a message with us this morning. Thank you for being here with us, Rula. And I'll invite you to stand in body or spirit and join me in a call and response call to worship. I will read the part of one, and we'll join our voices together for the part of all. Come, all who are wounded and weary. The risen one stands among scars and all. We come seeking peace and the breath of the Spirit. Christ does not hide the wounds of the cross. The risen one invites us to touch the wounds and be at peace. We come to worship the one who meets us in the wounds of life and grants us peace. Amen. I invite us to remain standing and join our voices together as our music team shares a song called Breathe by The Brilliance.
Speak the word that heals this broken ground. Say what you will. Show us your will as we breathe in the very breath of God. Oh, Spirit of God, hear with us now. Life again. Breathe on us now. Fill us with your love. Send us with your power, Spirit of God. Breathe on me now. Open your mouth and speak the word that heals this broken ground. Say what you will. Show us your will as we breathe in the very breath of God. Oh, Spirit of God, here with us now. Life again. Breathe on us now. Fill us with your love. Send us with your power, Spirit of God. your love. Send us with your power, Spirit of God.
You had not imagined that something so empty could fill you to overflowing. And now you carry the knowledge like an awful treasure, or like a child that curls itself within your heart. How the emptiness will bear forth a new world you cannot fathom, but on whose edge you stand. So why do you linger? You have seen, and so you are already blessed. You have been seen. And so you are the blessing. There is no other word you need. There is simply to go and tell. There is simply to begin.
Got a long way to go. Oh, mercy, such a long way to go.
We hope for healing and for we don't tell.
such a long way to go.
Our musician team, their music is like breath of life. Oh. Let's all breathe in and breathe out. Let's. Welcome. My name is Sarneet Prasad, and I'm the Sunday morning coordinator here at the table. We welcome those gathering online at table.live, at Church Center app also. Our host is Jay Phoenix, so if you have any questions, I love her picture, by the way, this one. Today's bulletin is available with a QR code, those in the sanctuary. That's right at the pews. You can use your phone. It will take you to our bulletin. And a link will be shared for those online. If you'd like to learn more about our community of faith, please, we encourage you to text on 916-452-5016. You can text NEW. It goes to our database, and it will link you to our pastor and to our community team leaders. We offer a six-week series called Growing in Faith, which is designed to welcome newcomers to learn more about how we practice faith here at the table. We have Growing in Faith series underway and two more opportunities to share with you all. First, we'll host a 6 weeks Growing in Faith online via Zoom beginning June 3rd on Tuesday evening from 6 till 7:30 p.m. So those who would like to join, you can join online. The second one, we have a Growing in Faith in person. It's a retreat, so it will be covered from a 6 weeks to a 2 day, which is June 6th and 7th here at the table. Registration is now open for both options, and we encourage you to sign up today. If you'd like to connect with others and learn more about our community of faith. Easter weekend, I had so many things going on. But one of the most profounding thing that I did was went onto Spotify. I searched Solo Bell, and I kept listening to it, even to the fact that when I was driving here in the Easter Sunrise service, I was listening to it. One of my favorite songs is Rise Up, and is it Rise Up, right? Reach Out, sorry. Reach Out. Rise Up Bread is in my mind. Reach Out. I kept listening to it, and I still remember it was played in Pastor Linda's memorial too. And so this morning, our musician leading us, known as Table Music Team, also goes with the name Solo Bell outside of our church. Their house concert on May 3rd, Saturday, has already sold out. And now they're inviting you to fill theater for a special performance on Sunday, May 4th at 5 p.m. at Consumers River College. Solo Bell will be closing out the CRC Music Festival with a full live show. And they also be filming a live music video during the concert. So you're all welcome to be part of that. There are ranges of tickets prices available, including discounted options for students. Tickets are available now at solobellmusic.live. So that breath of life that our musician gives here, they're giving it out, and inviting us to be part of that and witnessing their amazing music. So I invite you to remain seated as we continue to move in worship with our music team sharing a song which is new to our community. This song was originally written by Allison Rosen and performed along Bandy Kelly. So let your body and this music shape you as it is. This is our music team sharing, "You're Not Alone."
You are not alone. Amen. My name is Bob Martinez, with a little cold. And at this time, I want to invite our children to move from the sanctuary to their godly place sanctuaries as our musicians help us out with a little walking music. I want to remind families that we do receive an offering in Godly Play to support Mustard Seed School, which is a Montessori-based school for children who are part of our unfortunate families experiencing homelessness. So please help if you can. We have loving and professional care for our youngest children, infants and toddlers, just down the hall in the loft room throughout worship. Now, this morning, we were going to begin a new transitional godly play for 3 and 4-year-olds in the A-frame just down the hall, and Emily would have been our storyteller this morning to help out. Well, she is holding our 3 and 4-year-olds in love by staying home and getting better. So parents with 3 and 4-year-olds, please note the location is just down the hall in the large A-frame, and Heather, are you back there, Heather, somewhere? Heather will guide them along. Thank you. Again, our children in elementary school, kinder through the 6th grade, will gather upstairs as usual for godly play. Our reading this morning comes from the 20th chapter of John, and I'll be reading from the First Nations Version, an Indigenous Bible translation of the New Testament. Now, it was late in the same day, the first day of the week. His followers were all hiding behind locked doors in fear of being captured by the tribal leaders. Suddenly, Creator sets free. Jesus himself was standing in front of them and said, "Peace be with you." He then showed them where the iron nails had pierced his hands and where the spear had cut into his side. When they saw their wisdom keeper, the hearts of his followers were filled with joy. So he said to them, "Peace be with you. In the same way the Creator above me has sent me, I am now sending you." He blew his breath on them and he said, "You will breathe in and receive the Holy Spirit. With his wisdom and his guidance, if you release others from their bad hearts and broken ways, they are released. If you do not release them, they are not released." Now, looks like his brother, Thomas, one of the original 12 followers, was not there when Creator Sets Free showed himself to the others. They told him, "We have seen the Wisdom Keeper with our own eyes." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger into them, and put my hand into the hole in his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his followers were gathered together again, and looks like his brother was with them. The doors were all locked, but Creator Sets Free came in and stood before them all. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he turned to looks like his brother, and he said, "Look closely at my hands and touch my scars with your finger. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Then put away your doubts and trust me. You, Imar, my honored chief and my creator," he said. "Now you believe because you have seen me," he said to him. "A greater blessing will rest on the ones who have not seen but still believe. Creator Sets Free did many more powerful signs before the eyes of his followers that have not been written down in this book. But I have told this much so you will believe that Creator Sets Free is the Chosen One, the Son of the Great Spirit. When you put your trust in all that his name represents, the life of beauty and of harmony he has promised to all will be yours."
Oh, I was not supposed to do that. Morning. I'm glad you think that's funny. To be in worship today can feel a little bit like showing up at a party after most of the guests have already left, right? Even Matt didn't show up today. So thank you all for being here. It definitely wouldn't be a party without you. I feel like the sermon has already been preached, right? I couldn't stop tapping my feet like 30 seconds after they stopped. So it's really beautiful. But I'm here, so we'll see what we can do. Some of you might actually remember me from when I preached here in November. I'm Rula. Oh, come. Thank you. Also known as the Embodied Pastor, I lead Yama Embodied Ministry, which is a community devoted to reclaiming faith through integrative, somatic, trauma-informed, body-centered practices, which has been challenging work recently, to invite people to feel what's happening inside of them and around them in an environment that's, harsh. And it's been really hard, especially being an immigrant in this political environment. I feel very vulnerable and unprotected, as I'm sure many are nodding your heads, many of you do as well. And so when Matt asked me to preach on this text, I told him that I could not put on my Sunday gloss for this one. The only way I could show up is going to be raw and a little bruised as I deeply resonate with the story of Thomas at this point of my journey. I'm in the midst of my own existential unraveling. I feel trapped in this country. I literally cannot go home. And in a body that is shaped by exile and cycles of meaninglessness that I'm sure are also imprints of trauma. And then there is the rawness of the grief and the loss in this community. It is not lost on me that I am preaching about a community that has just lost their leader to a community that has just lost a beloved leader. So friends, thank you for this honor. I believe this is sacred ground. Let's take a deep breath in. Lift your shoulders up to your ears. Exhale and roll the shoulders back and relax them down. Feel your feet on the ground. And yet, friends, we gather here to talk about life and death, still seeking hope, still holding space for each other's pain. I know that last week Matt used a different gospel for the resurrection story. He spoke from Luke. So to give you a little bit of background, earlier in John's gospel, the author leaves us with an empty tomb and the inconceivable claim from Mary Magdalene that she has seen the risen Christ. So today, as we heard from Bob, the curtain rises on the disciples gathering behind locked door, thick in grief, when Jesus simply shows up, no explanation, no warning. And everyone sees him. Everyone except Thomas, that is. You might remember from last week's gospel that in Luke's story, all 11 of the disciples actually disbelieved the testimony of the women. Every single one of them. Yet somehow, Thomas is the one who is forever appointed as DD, designated doubter. Now, I don't know about you all, but if I had to choose a disciple to be in relationship with, I'm choosing Thomas. That man communicates. He's not going to ghost me on the group chat. He's not going to nod along when he's spiraling on the inside. He speaks his needs, sometimes with a little bit graphic details, right? I mean, I'll take doubting Thomas any day over Hot Mess Peter, who somehow always manages to mess it up and somehow gets all the accolades. Not to throw Peter under the bus or anything, but like, don't cut off anyone's ear today, bro. Just saying. Touch some grass. Take a breath. But let's be honest. Thomas keeps it real for all of us. Yeah? He doesn't just want to see. He wants to touch. He needs to feel and experience that peace which Jesus greets his disciples with. I'm not going to lie, the only truth that I'm readily willing to believe is the truth that I've experienced in my own body. And my trauma-informed brain cannot help but wonder, what does that peace that the resurrected Christ greets his disciples with, what does that feel? What does it feel like in the body? What does it feel like in your own body? Anyone? It's a real question. To me, it's that regulated ventral vagal state of safety, the kind you experience with someone who is secure, who's consistent, who's grounding, who doesn't leave you guessing. And what does it feel like to be in the dysregulated state of the disciples when they're suddenly invited to feel that peace? Try to imagine that in your own body. Think about a time when you felt insecure in a relationship. Any relationship, and needed affirmation that your needs matter to that other person. Some of us with a bit more secure attachment, not me, might be part of the not seeing but believing crew. And that's great. Truly happy for you all. But for those of us who lean a little bit more towards anxious attachment, we need something more. If Jesus really cared about me, if he cared about our relationship, our friendship, then he would show up in a way that I could actually feel. I need more than just words. I need something concrete, a reassuring touch, a gesture that helped my nervous system just settle instead of being told I'm asking too much. That's our friend Thomas, our de facto embodied apostle, and to my own comfort, the patron saint of anxious attachment. A little bit of confessions here, huh? So, in the last week or so, as I sat with this story, I started to see more and more of myself in the character of Thomas. And then I started to wonder to myself, what if Thomas was not just being skeptical? What if he's caught in that very real place that I and so many of us find ourselves, like, stuck in between the trauma held in his body and the hope he wants so much to believe that his master is somehow alive? What if, when his friends are telling him something inconceivable, something too good to be true, his nervous system just can't get there? It is true that some of us do need more time than others to get there. I know because I am one. What if Thomas's disbelief isn't stubbornness? What if it is a kind of honest embodiment? He's trying to hold the weight of grief and the hope of resurrection in that same body. And then Jesus shows up. Not to scold him, not to shame, but to meet him right there, to say, Thomas, it's okay. It's okay to be where you are. It's okay to trust yourself. It's okay to believe your body before you believe someone else's story. But lest you go lacking now, come put your hands in my wounds. Let your body experience the truth. This really hits home for me. Now, I'm not a fan of jumping from pain to cure. Sometimes the journey isn't about moving from dark to light, but about sitting in the dark long enough to learn how to make a way toward the light. And so as the week went by, I started to find a lot more comfort and healing in this text. As I go through my own cycle of death and rebirth, this story became an invitation to reimagine resurrection as a tender, incomplete, and ongoing process. One that does not erase trauma, but holds it in compassionate awareness, allowing the divine to be revealed in the scar tissues, just as it was in Jesus' side. And that invitation felt especially alive for me just last month as I sat in these pews for Pastor Linda's service. Grief and resurrection were holding hands in this room, and I could feel it. This too is sacred ground. I unfortunately didn't get to know Linda as well as I would have liked. I've met her on a number of occasions when she had already been sick. But as I sat in her memorial and listened to testimony after testimony from people who did know her well, what struck me most was not her theology or accomplishments. It was the way she has lived authentically, fully. The way she lived so close to the heart, so unguarded, so real. That is what moved people and changed people. Linda seems to have lived a resurrected life. A life where nothing is hidden. Where wounds are part of the story and where being real is more powerful than being perfect. And as I witnessed the power of her presence that day, I remembered something I had forgotten, that my own authenticity is not just a gift, it's a calling. Linda preached a sermon to me that day that our most sacred offering is to live our own truth, to live it out loud while we still can. And I love that she did till that very last minute. And I heard the story about Matt visiting her and just giving him a hard time until the last moment. I just love that. Just Linda being Linda. And that, friends, that to me is the heart of resurrection, as this gospel also shows, not to escape death, but to live fully through it. And I know this is tender. Let's pause. Let's feel our feet on the ground. Take a breath. Bring a hand on your heart. And just maybe soften the eyes, maybe shut the eyes close. Take slow breaths into the low ribs. Now you may choose to keep the eyes closed or soft, or flutter them open as we conclude this time of reflection. Friends, what I have learned from a beloved colleague who is here with us in spirit, from a disciple whose reputation didn't do justice to his somatic awareness, what I have learned from my own grief, from the many cycles of death and rebirth, is that death may not, after all, be the worst thing that could befall us as humans. That we are intended to be not just human beings, but human becomings. I learned that there is something that scares me a whole lot more than death, and that is going through life and missing the chance to live as my true self. I learned that connection to the divine through and in my body is the realest experience of divinity, and no religious formula can ever override that. I learned that access to felt sense and all that my body has to offer is my birthright and more, is my calling. I learned that, like Thomas, by missing out on some of these felt experiences, I might miss out on the unfolding of life itself. And finally, I learned that locked doors cannot keep us from pain, and they definitely cannot keep out God's grace. And I learned that by embracing loss and committing to connection, we might experience life and the newness of life again. Friends, may your wounds become the place you meet the sacred. Christ is risen. Amen.
Friends, we are invited to the table through what the church calls the prayer of confession. I can't disconnect that idea from what you just said. Wounds are part of the story. So we have much to confess if we are able. And it is okay to not be able to do it as much as you might want to do today. And it is equally okay to run full force. So I invite you to stand in body or spirit and join me in a call and response prayer of confession. To begin, we will all read the part of all, and then I will read the part of one. Merciful God and wounded healer, we confess that we have often sought to hide our wounds, fearing they make us less worthy of love. We have doubted that resurrection life can emerge from our deepest pains. We have turned away from the scars of others, unwilling to witness their suffering. Forgive us, we pray. Teach us to embrace our own scars and the scars of the world, that we might find in them the marks of your redeeming love. Hear the good news. Christ, who was crucified and has risen, comes to us with wounded hands and a forgiving heart. In the scars we are healed. In God's love we are made new. Friends, trust the good news. Our bodies are beloved and redeemed by the risen one. Thanks be to God. Let us join now in the call and response, which has become the way of the church throughout the generations, to recognize and celebrate the presence of Christ within every neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And we invite you to turn and share a symbol of peace with those nearby. Peace be.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the beginning, when all was chaos, when water and earth had yet to take shape, God the sculptor, God the painter, God the creator touched the swirling mass. And God's hand separated the earth from water and the water from the sky. God touched the earth and plants turned green and fruit grew ripe. To celebrate, God threw holy fireworks into the sky, placing the stars in the heavens. God touched the oceans and rivers and pond and all kinds of swimming beings made waves in the water. God reached to the sky and all kinds of things with wings took flight. And God said, "This is good." When everything else was done, God took clay and formed an image of God's own self and breathed into it God's own breath and said, "You are the one I've been imagining. You and everything you see around you is my beloved creation, and all of it is good." But it wasn't good for long because God's people could not be faithful despite God's generosity and goodness. So God reached inside God's own heart and pulled out truth and compassion and justice and put them inside a form that people might recognize, a holy human being named Jesus. And God sent Jesus on the earth to remind us of all that God has made us to be if we would abide in God's love as Jesus abided in God's unfolding grace.
Holy, holy, holy. Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna. The one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Jesus did all that he could to tell us how much God loves us and to show us how to love each other. But we couldn't accept that. We couldn't agree about it, and we were afraid. The principalities and powers lure us to turn against the way made known in the life, ministry, and love of Jesus. In the end, Jesus was given away by the very people who thought they loved him best, because the challenge was too much. But before he was taken, Jesus gathered his friends around a table and promised them, promises us, that he would never leave us alone, but would come back and take us home with him. And like those friends long ago, we don't always understand the message Jesus brings to us or what his coming and going and coming again means to us. We can only be grateful and sing this mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Hosanna in the high. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
on that night when Jesus gathered his friends together. He took the simple food that was their Passover dinner, bread and wine, and he blessed it and gave thanks to God and said, "I am sharing this meal with you now so that you can share it together whenever you gather to remember me." Let's pray together the words Jesus taught his disciples and have been formed and reformed through the generations. This morning we will share a paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer from the New Zealand Prayer Book. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your common wealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and calm on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For your reign in the glory, power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Pour out your Spirit on our bodies in this moment. Pour out your Spirit on the gifts before us. Make these gifts the body and love of Christ. Make us through them Christ's body alive in the world. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to be seated. All are welcome to the table of God's love. In the United Methodist Church, the table is open to all people. All means all. We encourage those at home to light a candle and gather bread and juice in whatever form you might have. And please know that whether you're online or here in the sanctuary, you do not need to be a member of this church or of any denomination to participate. We are all God's children. This is God's table, open to all. In short, you cannot make a mistake. We'll have two stations here at the front of the sanctuary and one in the back of the sanctuary. In the center of the plates are gluten-free crackers and freshly made bread is around the edges. Juice is in each cup so that all may participate. We invite you to take a piece of bread or a cracker and dip it in the juice. And then please make your way around the sides to pray with candles for as long as you might need or desire. And return to your pews when you feel ready. Let's move together with tender care in this divine dance.
Friends, this is the body of Christ and bread of life that is broken for you. And this is God's love poured out for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Even as many are lingering alongside the prayer stations, we invite you to stay there as long as you need or desire. Let's pray together. Loving God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery through which you reveal yourself to all of creation. May your peace make us one and call us to love one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, our hope. Amen. In addition to responding to God's love by coming to the table, we invite you to join us in giving generously to support ministries at the table and our Easter offering. The generosity of our community allows us to lean into God's unfolding call on our lives and align more deeply with God's healing love and justice in the world. This year, our entire Easter offering will go directly to support the South Sacramento Interfaith Partnership's food closet and allow us to join with God in caring for our neighbors who are experiencing food insecurity. We encourage you to make a gift today by placing a check in the offering plate at the back or online with Easter in the memo. And to do so online, you can go to thetableumc.org. I invite us to stand once again in body or spirit as our musicians send us out with a song called "Will We Ever Rise?"
Will we ever rise? Will we ever rise above the fear? Can we learn to see the need? Can we share humanity? I can see another day come. Broken people, we can be made whole. We can be. Can we love another way? Forgive as he forgave. I can see another day come. Broken people, we can be made whole. We can be made whole. We can be made whole. As we lay can see what we were meant to be. We feel light, devastating darkness. Oh, I can see another day come. I can see another day come. Broken people, we can be. Can be made whole.
Friends, may you encounter the sacred in your wounds and those of others, and may you experience the peace as surely as you trust your own body. Go in peace.
Will we ever rise?